care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70...
Since taking over as Wisconsin's head coach, Luke Fickell has talked about the importance of finishing, of playing your best ball at the end of the season. That means turning it up in November. While last year the Badgers broke even, November has been a good month for this program. Since 2014, Wisconsin has gone 27-7, a big reason why the Badgers have either won or at the very least have given themselves a chance to take the Big Ten West. The opportunity is there again. While last week's result was disappointing, the Badgers gave Ohio State all it wanted. Now, at crunch time of the regular season, playing your best football could lead to a division title once again. There's no reason to believe it'll be easy, but a championship remains there for the taking. The final push begins today. From Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone.
The Badgers pour onto the field. They are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to the 10, 10 to the 5, 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
So Matt talked about it in the open, and we welcome you to Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana on a picture-perfect day. There are four games left in the 2023 season. It's the final third of the year, which means a little bit more about finishing. It's been the operative word since Luke Fickell was hired just over 11 months ago. This much is clear. Wisconsin is one of four teams with a 3-2 record on top of the Big Ten West. The Badgers' final two games will be against two of the others, Nebraska and Minnesota. And, of course, Iowa is the fourth team with a 3-2 record. The old coach here used to say, give yourself a chance to have a chance. And that's what you're playing for, Matt LePay, right now, is to get to those final two. You got to take them one at a time, but you got to win today and then give yourself a chance to have a chance with the last games remaining.
That's exactly what it is. And this division's a hot mess, I think, as we all know, with the four teams. But yeah, I think, you know, we'll scoreboard watch. You know, hopefully that'll be relevant, because right now you need Iowa to lose another game. But I just think the way this season is, and especially the way the West is, it truly is just win your games and you'll be great. You'll be in a great spot. You know, on the one hand, you would think, Mike, the schedule lays out in a favorable fashion. On the other, Wisconsin is part of that muddled mess. So just to assume that, yep, they've got this one taken care of. Oh, you got Northwestern at home? Yeah, you got that taken care of. I think that would be at best dangerous and probably more in the lines of foolish. You know, Northwestern has been a lot better than people expected.
Yeah.
Indiana played Penn State a lot better than people expected. Wisconsin played Ohio State a lot better than people expected. But the health question with some key figures here, officially questionable guys like Braylon Allen and Chimray DK, you prepare figuring you're going to see some other guys maybe getting their hands on the ball today.
We'll dive a little deeper into that in a moment, but let me ask you about the last five quarters of Wisconsin football. Maybe we've seen the impact a little bit of Luke Fickell, the mantra, the coaching style, the players maybe taking on a little bit of the coaching staff personality the last five quarters?
I think so, and especially defensively, when you look back at the Ohio State game, yes, Travion Henderson had a big day running the ball. He is a special running back. Yes, Marvin Harrison made big plays. He's different. I told Kuhn and those guys this week, he'd really look good in Green Bay.
Yeah,
old
would.
Maserati
yes,
Marv.
Would.
But the fact that the Badgers, you know, against Illinois, yeah, their quarterback hurt Wisconsin at times, but when they had to get the stops, they got the stops in the fourth quarter. They took last week's game against an athletically superior Ohio State team. They took those guys into the fourth quarter. Talking to some of the defensive guys during the last week or two, they feel like they're playing faster now. They're getting a firm grasp of what Mike Tressel is looking for. So I think all around, Mike, we're seeing some positive signs. But as much focus as we have all given to the offense, the defense, I think, has come along pretty well, and there's reason to be encouraged in this final month.
So let me take you to the other side of the ball then, the offensive side. We don't know if we'll see Braylon Allen today, but let's work this way. If we don't, what has to happen in the running game for them to overcome the loss of Braylon?
You know, it's interesting in talking with Luke Fickell on his radio show this week and in the pregame interview we'll play later, it's still about running the ball and stopping the run, which is an age-old mantra in football. You just don't know with air raids and spread offenses. But they still want to be able to stop Indiana with the option game that we'll likely see. But if it means Jackson Akers is going to get more carries today, if they need more Cade Iacomelli, there's Grover Bortolotti, who debuted a couple of years ago in a blowout win against Rutgers on the road. You still got to find ways to carve out space for those guys. And I think this offensive line has the chops to be able to do that. Now, we all know Jackson Aker is not necessarily a breakaway threat, but he is a guy, you give him a little room, he can get you 4, 5 yards, 6 yards at a crack, and they can just kind of lean maybe on Indiana a bit. We know they need to throw the ball. We get that. But they need to run it, too, no matter who it is. And I think a guy like Jackson Aker is perfectly capable of stepping in and giving this team what it needs today.
Man, throughout the year, this team in the throw game has been missing by, and I got my thumbed forefinger real close together, been missing by that much. They've had some drops on big plays. Last week they had what was going to be a big touchdown with a knee going down to the turf at the 2-yard line, end of the first half. They don't end up scoring a touchdown. They settle for 3. So the throwing game is just, it looks like it's gaining ground, but it's just a touch off.
Yeah, it's the line where Luke Fickell or most coaches will say of your receivers, you know, sometimes you got to help your quarterback. Now Braden was the first guy to say, look, my throw to Skylar Bell was low. And so he took the responsibility, which is what leaders do. But that's a play that you know, not to pick on Skylar, but that's a play you need to make. And there have been other throws with other receivers that maybe haven't been right on the money, but they've gotten their hands on it. I mean, Fickell had the line this week at his news conference, you touch it, you clutch it. That's what he tells his 9-year-olds, right?
Right?
Now, it's easy to say, especially from up here in a broadcast booth. But I do think the talent level is there in this receiving core. You see flashes of it. You just need to see more of it in games, because I think one of the things that we've taken away over the last 2.5 games for Wisconsin, Braden Locke has the ability to be a really good quarterback here. We have seen him. He's got he can make all the throws. He's tough. He's a good decision maker. But not every throw is going to be perfect, so you got to be able to make those kind of plays. If you can do that, then all of a sudden a team that's scrambling to score 25 points a game, adds a few more on there and maybe takes a little pressure off the defense.
Matt, Braden Locke is your quarterback, but I think fans are going to be surprised to learn that Tanner Mordecai will likely dress today.
Yep.
And is close to being able to do some things or maybe even play.
He's officially listed as questionable in their status report. But, yeah, he's been able to do a few more things here this week. And, you know, I had one person describe Mordecai to us that he's an animal. He's just such a tough dude. And we have seen that, obviously, in games, his ability to run the ball. So I get the vibe that, you know, if they needed to. I mean, Braden Locke, I think, is still QB1 here. But it's encouraging to see Mordecai listed as questionable. That means, to use the line from Paul, he's given himself a chance to have a chance. Yeah. So that would be a lift for him and a lift for this team if, in fact, he is available if need be here this afternoon.
I'm not trying to be nice here or mean, but Indiana football has just not been very good. Last week, they were pretty good against Penn State. They got Penn State at the right time, and Indiana hit on a couple of massive plays, a 60-plus and a 90-yard touchdown throw in that game. But what do we see on the Indiana sideline? What kind of program do we run into today?
Well, it's one, you remember the last time Wisconsin saw Indiana, the Hoosiers were the second best team in the Big Ten, and were it not for the conference releasing a previous rule of you had to play X number of games in the COVID year, Ohio State would not have played enough games, but they kind of changed things as they went along, and Indiana said, thanks very much, you're number two.
Yeah.
That's where they peaked. Ironically, Mike, things really started to turn when Luke Fickell's Cincinnati team came down here 2 years ago. Indiana was off to a good start, had control of the game, lost one of its key players with a targeting penalty, and Cincinnati just stormed past them. And IU maybe hasn't been the same ever since. It has struggled mightily to score, averaging not even 19 points a game. Brendan Sorsby, though, they found their quarterback, although he's listed as questionable today, but he's 6'3", 230. They can run option with him. He's a tough runner. Reminds me a lot of Mordecai, watching him do his thing. 6 touchdowns, just 1 interception. They're finding some rhythm on offense. Bob Bostad, the former Badgers offensive line coach, is the O-line coach and run game coordinator here. But they've been shuffling personnel, trying to find the answers. Defensively, they've had moments, but they've given up about 30 points a game this year. An area to watch, and we talked about this on your show yesterday, special teams. Wisconsin has been hurt with great punters here in recent weeks. Indiana's had trouble in special teams. They've had 2 different punt return men muff punts, which has cost them. They had a punt blocked that resulted in a walk-in touchdown for Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. So they've got some things that they have to straighten out. Hopefully, for Wisconsin's sake, maybe the Badgers can take advantage of some of those miscues here today.
Quick final thought. Don Fisher will walk down the hallway here in about 25 minutes and join us 20 minutes. You can't walk in here and not think, as you look across the way, of Robert Montgomery Knight. They honored him last night in an exhibition at Assembly Hall. Indiana is... It's defined by the coach.
It is, and Fish worked with them all those years, so he's, I'm sure, got many, many stories to tell. Talked with him earlier in the week, and say it's obviously a very, very tough week down here. It's a tough week for college basketball fans because, look, there were a lot of things that he did and said in his life that aren't great. We all know that. But his teams were, you never saw the NCAA infractions crew down here taking a probe into their program. The players who played for him, not all, I get it, but it seems the overwhelming majority will forever be grateful for having him bring out the best in them. And, there's the national championships, but they were fun teams to watch. And Greg Gard is one of many who went to one of Knight's coaching clinics. Greg still has the notes that he took way back when. Just to get into basketball settings with Bob Knight, there are those who will tell you no one did it better than the general. So it's a sad week, obviously, for Indiana, but it's a sad week for people who enjoy college basketball because he brought so much to the game.
No doubt. Well said. Thank you, Matt. Matt will pick it up in about 45 minutes. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll hear from the director of Wisconsin's athletic department, Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
By the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. And did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Our chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Well, here we are, month of November. Luke Fickell from day one. So you want to play your best ball at the end. And if you do that, you have a chance to go get a championship. Well, guess what? They got a chance to go get a championship. It's a scramble, but good to know these guys are a part of it.
Yeah, it's nice to be in the race. And as you know, from watching so many years of football, so many of these come down to the very, very end. And you know, I know that from our experience as a team. I know that from personal experience. Like, you go out and play the last game of the season and you learn before you walk out on the field that you're really in it. And you know, that's what makes football season. That's what makes Big Ten football exciting. And you can never count us out.
I want to switch topics, switch sports here. It's early in the season, but, man, the Mike Hastings, the hockey team, they're getting a lot of attention. Now you sweep the top-ranked team in their place, that will happen. It's a heck of a start. I know it's a long way to go. He'd be the first person to tell us that. But, man, what a start. And you could just kind of sense the vibe in this community. It's getting ramped up again.
It is. It's exciting. And you're right, Mike would be the first person to say we got a long way to go. But I just love the fact or how he's putting the blocks together and how he's building the team and the program and Mike and his approach, there are no shortcuts and the way they're playing hockey right now is selfless. It's doing the little things, it's playing discipline and playing a lot of defense and there's a lot of bodies intentionally being put in front of a lot of pucks, and that's the style that he likes to play in, and I think that's the kind of the style that our fans enjoy.
All right, that's Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. We'll check in on our Badgers in the NFL, and still to come, we'll visit with the Hall of Famer, Don Fisher, the legendary voice of the Indiana Hoosiers. Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one up today from your local grocery store or enjoy one the next time you're at a game at Camp Randall Stadium. Back in a moment, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement,